There's a new double album that's caught our ears. What can you say about a new release that combines Yiddish rumba, Catskills mambo, and Paris Prado and Celia Cruz doing Hava Nagila? Oika rumba.
She don't want no flatfoot floochie. She don't want no fly fly. Beat the bongo and the congo. I'm Mechaya. Oi!
It's a scream how Levine does the rumba. The Latin Jewish musical story, 1940s to the 1980s, is the title of a new collection. It comes from the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation. The Society's co-founder, Josh Kuhn, joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course, thank you.
And one of the essays for the liner notes of this collection was written by Steve Berlin from the legendary band Los Lobos. He joins us from KUAZ in Tucson. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Steve Berlin, let me begin with you. You've written an essay for this book called A Jewish Lobo Speaks. And you say that you might never have dropped out of Hebrew school if your canter had been different. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know, if this was the soundtrack to my Hebrew school experience, it would have been a totally different story.
What do you think this connection is between Jewish culture and Latin music?
Well, beyond the novelty aspect, you know, a lot of the scales are actually, well, the Sephardic part of the Jewish religion, there's enormous similarities in a lot of the scales that they use. Not to get too pedantic about it, but the minor tonic to the fifth chord is that you pretty much, anytime you hear a Latin song in a minor key, that's where it's going to go. And that is, we've been using that riff for a long time. I don't know, there's something about Latin music that connects with the Jewish experience in a really profound way.
Josh Kuhn, the Jewish Americans were intrinsic to the mambo craze of the 1950s?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Steve, I think it's important that he's breaking down the minor and major tonics. There's also, of course, tonic water and the importance of the kind of cultural overlays through music, through food, and through the proximity of neighborhoods, which so many of the songs on this compilation come out of. And indeed, in the 1950s, especially during the mambo craze, American Jews were central to the popularity of mambo. They were dancing the mambo at the Palladium, dancing in the Catskills. They became known as mambo nicks. People writing songs with the titles about, you know, mambo moish. It became part of what it meant to be Jewish in mid-century America.
So dance, 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 learn at a glance. Go romance, sugar and mambo.
You write here, Mr. Berlin, that you say this collection goes from the sublime to the ridiculous. My Yiddish mambo, Mo the Schmo takes a rumba lesson. We're going to play a clip of this. Hannah from Havana.
Each time I want some, you'll pay amo.
That's also love.
It's costing me a silver fox.
And that ain't lox.
I say stop or else it's goodbye. She says, aye, 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 I'll live by. Since my Hana came back from Havana,
what should I do? I'm asking you. Now she calls my Baba Lake a Babaloo.
I could listen to this all day, but at some point we have to talk to the two of you also.
Yeah. How great is that? That's just genius.
Ah, it really is. Well, let's get to the sublime, however. I'm so glad we get the chance to talk about Edie Gourmet, too. Because yes. this is an artist, of course. Steve and Edie, she certainly had a well-known, a glorious career. Singing music in English, if I might put it that way. But we're talking about someone who was the daughter of Sephardic Jewish immigrants. Let's listen to one of Edie Gourmet's Spanish language hits.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
Now, it seems to me, last year sometime I was watching some clips from the old Jack Parr show, and it seemed to me he would bring on Steve and Edie, and they would sing a couple songs together, and then she would sing one in Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, it was a key part of her musical identity, but one that in the U.S., though, you know, you're right, people knew about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting if you go to Latin America, especially Mexico, I mean, Edie Gourmet is an icon. Someone who's not thought of as a part of a particular era of kind of Rat Pack lounge musical royalty, but really as one of the key interpreters of the Latin American popular songbook because of these recordings that she did in Spanish.
You know, we had the honor of having Herb Alpert on our show a few weeks ago, and he jokes about the fact that a lot of people think he's Latin.
Yeah, well, that was a big part. You know, we've got him on this compilation doing one of the few explicitly Jewish songs that the brass ever did. But that was a big part of their success in the early days with The Lonely Bull, is that people thought that Herb Alpert, with his Semitic good looks on the cover of that first record of The Lonely Bull, maybe he was Mexican. And I've met a lot of people in Mexico who still think of Herb as a kind of honorary Mexican, who learned very late in their fandom that he, in fact, was not born there, but was an American Jew.
Yeah. Another delight from this album is an unexpected take on a popular tune from the musical West Side Story.
Réquete mi samba, obligado, y del Brasil. Ay, mi madre, ay. Ay, qué bonita es América. Todos los cubanos en América. Somos felices en América. No nos movemos de América. Cuando llegamos en el avión, con el corazón contento. Un paraíso de amor y de sol. Todos cantamos diciendo...
Of course, much of the creative team of West Side Story, might I put it that way, were American Jews.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, the Puerto Rican characters and plots of West Side Story that we now know and love actually originally were Jewish characters and subplots. There's a great secret synergy there that this classic song America about assimilation started off being a Jewish story that then got rewritten as a Puerto Rican one. And then when La Lupe does it, she does it as a Cuban immigrant song, but changes up some of the lyrics and makes it a kind of anti-assimilationist Cuban immigrant manifesto. It's an incredible example of just how these stories double back on each other and how the connections weren't just singular, but had multiple identities over time. Mm.
Steve Berlin, is there much crossover between Jewish and Latin music today?
One of the more remarkable things that I learned doing this was how rich and deep the Jewish salsa connection is. I mean, Larry Harlow, who's featured on this record, being one of very many Jewish salsa musicians and really prominent ones, too. So there's certainly that aspect.
Nadie me puede contar del sitio donde nací. Pues yo me crié allí. Con mis padres desde pequeño. Vivo en Nueva York y a veces sueño con volver un día allí.
Josh Kuhn, what would you like people to take away from their time spent listening to this CD?
One of the things we try to do at the Adelson Society is use these historic recordings to shed new light on the history of American Jewish life. And so the hope is that people understand that this is not a kind of anomalous novelty story, but really is one that lasts decades. If you follow the album chronologically, it goes from Jews writing songs that reference Latin music to major Latin artists and Latin bands with Jews playing in their bands playing Latin music. And that's an important transformation that we see. This is not just a strictly Jewish story, but is a Latino story as well.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us. Josh Kuhn from the Adelson Foundation, Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. This double album we've been talking about, it's a scream. Hal Levine does the rumba. It's available now, gentlemen. Much nachas to you through the holidays.
Thanks so much, Scott.
It's the scream. Hal Levine does the rumba.
Should that have been mucho nachos? This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
He glides and he yells, ay, 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 caramba. Then at night he complains his back aches. Since he vacationed south of the border, everyone has to call him Senor. He thinks he's a real caballero. Since he learned what his maracas is for, he really shakes it. The band goes dum-de-yum-dum.